you are at the end of your rope, like the end of your capacity to keep going as a believer, if you are or just overwhelmed with life, with circumstances, with fear, with exhaustion, no capacity to keep going, tangled up in sin, you may be in an absolute state, you could be in an affair, you could be like whatever it is, he's reaching to you and saying it's a reset. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's very special episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And I have received a word from the Lord straight from his heart for each one of us. He was really giving me divine perspective so we can listen to his heart, have his perspective to sit our lives in as we go forward now into this new year and into this new time in heaven's calendar. Is what I believe he's showing me. It's very exciting. It's an invitation from his heart for us. And it's a life-shifting moment, actually. Oh, I feel his heart already. Wow. So honestly, I encourage you, if you can just let this be you time, you know, as long as you're not driving, if you are, listen to it with your powerful spirit. And then revisit this again. I encourage you when you're at home to sit down somewhere quiet and soak and engage with his heart. That's the most important thing, that you hear him speaking to you through what he has me share with you. So just, if you can, just begin to turn your attention, your heart's attention, back onto Holy Spirit inside of you right now. Begin to just, you know, let him sensitize you. Oh, holy. Wow, he's going to take you somewhere so beautiful in him today. Going to give you, for some of you, it's going to be literally a demarcation moment in your life as you hear him and you receive his grace for your life, for where he's drawing all of us to step into this deep, rich level of experience of him, depth of relationship with him, shift in our expression of him. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for the grace to hear your heart now, what to step into, what you're saying, to step into the experience of your invitation. So I'm going to read because I want to honor what the Lord has spoken to me, and so give it to you word for word. So as I'm reading, just let this word escort you into him. He said to me, everything has completely changed. We've moved into a different time according to heaven's calendar. We've moved into a different place in him. The supernatural, let's get this, because hear this for yourself. This is each one of us. The supernatural, beautiful church. Ooh, holy. Wow, I feel his presence so strongly right now. That's you and me, right? His ecclesia, his resting place, individually and collectively. The supernatural, beautiful church that looks like Jesus, that reveals him, reveals divinity, is emerging out of the ashes of religion, of pain, of compromise, of sin, of powerless living. revealing God for the nations to see him. Her eyes only for him. Pure and radiant, beautifully clothed in garments of kindness, compassion, and humility. Truth on display. He's the truth, right? His ways, his nature on display. Crowned and reigning with tenderness, gentleness, and love. Her fragrance, your fragrance, and your sound is purity. Her authority is absolute. Her gaze fixed on the face of God. Her ear resting on his heart. Bowed low within before her king. Wow. The darkness cannot hold her. The king is enthralled by her beauty. The bride has made herself ready. In the original language, that verse from the book of Revelation reads, "The bride loves the king." Wow, hearts are being so awakened now to utterly, completely, beyond what we've been able to love the king, completely consumed with his love for us, our love for him, living from that state of heart all the time. He will protect his bride, provide for her. So this was a stream of revelation that just continued to flow from the Lord's heart to mine for us. He will protect his bride. He will provide for her. He will grace her to live consistently by faith, not by sight, experiencing abundant life in the full meaning of that word, kingdom life, the life that he intended originally for us to experience in fullness, living and moving and having our being in him tuned in to that reality. Her reality framed up by heaven. He is her safety. She is one of the untouchable ones walking on the earth to reveal divinity because of being clothed in Christ. Proverbs 4:18. I just hear this. This is our identity, it's our destiny, it's our purpose, and it's our future. The lovers of God walk on the highway of light, and their way shines brighter and brighter until they bring forth the perfect day. And just listen to this. This is Jesus speaking to Father in John 17:10. My glory is released through their surrendered lives. This is his promise, his proclamation, his prophecy, which is his intention. This is our design, right? It's my design, it's your design. This is the level of expression that we're moving into now as a supernatural church. All of it's because we already are. We're awakening, right? Because we have a supernatural God inside of each one of us. I saw everything else where we've strived for perfection in any way in our own strength. We've tried to attain righteousness in self-effort. which is a noble aspiration of the heart. We want to be righteous, right? We want to reflect goodness in our God. But the new creation, profound privilege and reality, is that it's Christ visible inside of us, right? And he's tuning us in now to live in the reality of this truth completely, completely consumed and in love with the King, absolutely enveloped, tuned into the divine nature being revealed out of us, releasing power, releasing goodness, releasing love, releasing kindness, releasing compassion, releasing humility, because it's who we are as one with Christ. It's who we are, the unveiling of divinity from within us. It's him, right? Healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, eradicating darkness. My glory, his glory, the brilliance and beauty and power of who God is. My glory is released through their surrendered lives. I felt the Lord saying, step across, reset, bow low, surrender. And I saw him, and I can see him doing it now. He's reaching out his hands to us. No matter what state you're in, he's reaching out to untangle you from compromise, from trying to do life, trying to be righteous, a godly expression in your own strength. So some of us have felt really burnt out with the Christian walk, really disillusioned, really unsafe. Some of us are in compromise. Some of us are tangled up in sin. Oh, I really feel the Lord on that right now. He's reaching to you right now. He's not judging you harshly. He has no desire to. There's nothing in him that is mean. He doesn't punish in a violent way. He judges unto life. He's good. His kindness leads to repentance, right? And he's reaching out and saying, if right now, if you are at the end of your rope, like the end of your capacity to keep going as a believer, if you are, or just overwhelmed with life, with circumstances, with fear, with exhaustion, no capacity to keep going, tangled up in sin, you may be in an absolute state, you could be in an affair, you could be like whatever it is, he's reaching to you and saying, it's a reset. We're moving into a different place now. We've stepped in to a different level of being awakened, of becoming supernatural people in our, connected to that reality, so in our expression. He showed me that the Mount of Transfiguration is our precedent and our prophecy, that as divinity unfolded, Jesus as God became visible. We are his body. This is a profound statement. This is the scriptures. This is his full intention. Ultimately, he's bringing forth, right, a perfected expression of his image as the uncreated God, as divinity. And he showed me that once again, divinity will begin to unfold from within his body and become visible through humanity, through 2.0, right? We are new creation people hosting, carrying God, become one with him. And out of the ashes and out of religion and pain and suffering, all of it, compromise, mess, whatever, he's causing the supernatural church to emerge and become visible, so the nations can look on us and they can see him. They can see Christ. Isn't that phenomenal? That's who you are. That's your worth. if the enemy's been trying to define you because of the mess you're in, just take hold of his hand in this moment. Or if you're not in a mess and you're just tired, or you're like, there's got to be more, or disillusioned because of the condition you see that many expressions of the church are in right now. He's very good at being God. He is going to visit people in this hour. He's reaching out with compassion and mercy and kindness and goodness to untangle us from religion, untangle us from self-effort, untangle us from compromise, untangle us from pain. He understands our hearts are frail, right? When we live in our own strength, when we're not living with his strength, dispensing through us as the source of power for our life, we can't get ourselves there. But he's drawing us in. He's drawing us in so that it's Christ in us as our power source of life. Christ in us is the beauty of holiness that shines through us. Christ in us that's visible. The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, is love. It's love. It's love. The fruit of the Spirit is love in all its varied expressions, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, right? All the fruit of the Spirit are the different attributes, right? The nature of the King, supernatural King, supernatural love, divine love, divine love, perfect love, cascading from him, because it's who he is, emanating from the one who is entirely pure love, which is the greatest force of all, the greatest power force of all, right? Pure, radiant light is who he is. And he is about to and is exploding outside of his people, unfolding from within us through our union with him. And as one with him, we will express radiance, purity, our fragrance, our sound now is and will be increasingly purity, purity, purity. The attributes of the nature of God are supreme authority. There is no greater law, greater authority that can override the nature of God, right? This is how we are going to govern effectively, powerfully, and shut off the darkness as we surrender on the inside. We just yield, laying down our own strength within, connecting back through our conscious awareness into our union with Jesus and allowing him to flow through us as a cascading river of love, which is pure, creative, transformational power in this world. In this world, the attributes of Christ, gentleness is not weakness. Gentleness is transformational power. Kindness is transformational power. Goodness is who he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I just felt to invite you right now to step out from anything that's been tangling you up into a way of living that is not your design, not how you were created to be living. And it's your moment for freedom right now, because this is an invitation. So take his hands and choose right now to step out of holy, step out of lies regarding your worth. Wow, just felt that then. The Lord is just saying, look away from the darkness, look back at him. Look back at him. Wow, wow. This is a momentary choice as his grace is dispensing right now. Anything that is not sourced a divine, in divine perspective, that's not sourced in truth, does not belong in you. Wow, it does not belong in you. All lies, step out of them. Just give him lies. All demonic torment, step out of it. Step out of it. Give it to him, in other words. Jesus, I give you all the lies. Jesus, I give you the demonic torment. Jesus, I give you the addiction. Jesus, I give you the sin that I've been tangled in, the compromise I've been living in. I give you it all. I give you adultery. I give you idolatry. I give you all compromise. I give you the unbelief I've been struggling with. I give you the overwhelm. I give you the fear. I give you the pride. I give you fear-driven control. I give it to you. I give you all manipulation, all control, all ways of living that are not my authentic design as one living in union with you, where I'm caught up in my soul and strongholds and programs and influences. I give it all to you now, Jesus. Just place it all in his hands. Oof. He's saying to you, he is safety. He is love. He is truth. He is power. He is your source. He will provide for you. He will protect you. His leadership is perfect in your life. This is a reset. This is a reset. He's bringing you into a realm of abundant living, a realm of living in him, experiencing him as your source, protection, provider, purity, expression. So you're simply yielding in this moment afresh and giving it all to him. He's breaking you free in this moment, drawing you to himself. He's saying to you, rest. And the word rest, one of the meanings of the word rest in the original biblical languages is home. He's bringing you home, all of you, every part of you, back home in him. He's saying, come home, come home. This is a scripture I just want to read. Ooh, see, before I do that, I call forth, I just felt this, I call forth the fruit of the spirit of love in all its varied forms to become the predominant expression of your life now. We're not going to be living as we have anymore. The church is going to look very, very different collectively, individually, collectively, together. We are coming forth as a supernatural people, visible, God visible, the nations able to see him, touch him, experience the goodness of who God is, the power of who God is through us. Living in divine perspective, we're able to frame up the earth also through our proclamations and begin to govern from our union effectively, powerfully. So I call forth the peace and the patience and the goodness and the kindness and the gentleness and every aspect, every attribute of the nature of God residing within you. I call you forth, Jesus, to flood through. My brother, my sister listening to me right now, watching me right now, that your life in them will begin to explode exponentially as they rest, as they abide in you. The fruitfulness of their life will begin to explode. You visible, your glory revealed from their yielded, freshly surrendered life. Thank you, Jesus. And just in finishing, I felt to read this to you from the heart of Jesus. Psalm 91, towards the end, says, because you have delighted in me as my great lover. Just your heart choosing him again in this moment and to go deeper, to live in this way of a pure expression of him. Ooh. This is loving him, right? Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray. And you will find and feel my presence, even in your time of pressure and trouble. I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you. For you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. He's amazing. He's amazing. You're amazing. This is an amazing time to be on earth. It's an extraordinary time to be on earth. Yes, there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of shaking. There's a lot going on. And he's sitting you in the context of divine perspective, sitting you in the realm of his presence, in the reality of the kingdom, with him as your strength, with him as the expression of your life. You are part of the supernatural church, rising, visible, to reveal him, to radiate Christ. Ones that walk in purity and holiness, clothed in him, his nature expanded inside of you, consuming you, enveloping you, releasing out into every atmosphere that you are in, changing things, governing on earth as you rest, as you sit in his presence. You sit and rest and enjoy him and love him. And what flows out of your mouth will be his intention, will change the earth, change the circumstances, because divinity in that moment, who he is invading that situation through your union. You are safe. You live and move and have your being in the Creator. No matter what's going on in your life, just keep resetting into this place. Prioritize above all else your connection with him in this season, and you are going to see that your life is transformed, is incredibly, incredibly fruitful through your partnership with him. Amen. The enemy does not have power over your life. Sin is a dethroned monarch. You already belong to him. We win. His demonstrated love, the scripture says, is our glorious victory over everything, over everything. So stay resting in the experience of his love. Happy, blessed new year. I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And so I did. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation straight from their heart, from their own relationship with Jesus, into you. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. This is a supernatural mentoring community, and I do not want anyone to miss out. He is healing us. He's setting us free. He never, ever misses a week with us. His presence is so strong among us. He wants to do the same for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. We are gathering at the feet of Jesus by his personal invitation. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.